three appeals. The following appeals were written by Louisa. The first appeal is from God. The second appeal is from Mary and taken from the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will in 1930. The third appeal is from Louisa, which she wrote as a preface to her volumes in 1924. Louisa's first 19 volumes received the Nihil Obstat from Hannibal di Francia and the Imprimatur from Bishop Joseph Leo. The Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will received these seals of approval as well. The Divine Appeal. Jesus the Divine King, along with His Father and the Holy Spirit, appeal to mankind to enter into the Kingdom of the Divine Will. God the Father reveals, "My dear and beloved children, I come among you with my heart consumed entirely with flames of love. I come as a father to be with my children, for I love you so very much. My love is so great that I come to remain with you so that we may live together with one single will and with one single love." God the Son reveals, "As I come to you, I come bearing my pains, my blood, my works and even my very death. Look at me, each drop of my blood, each one of my sorrows, steps and indeed all of my acts compete with each other for love of you, as they seek to bestow upon you my divine will. Even my death seeks to beget in you the life of my will in you. I have prepared everything for you in my humanity, and I have implored and obtained graces, assistance, light and strength for you to receive such a great gift. On my part I have done everything. Now I am waiting for you to do your part. Who would be so ungrateful as to turn me away and not welcome this gift I am bringing to you? Know that my love is so great that I will forget about your past life, including your sins and all your evil deeds, and I will bury them in the ocean of my love, which will burn them all away. In this way we will begin a new life together, entirely of my will. Who would have the heart to refuse me and send me away without accepting this visit of mine, so replete with the Father's love? If you welcome me, I will remain with you as a father with his children. So we must be in the greatest accord and live together with one single will. Oh, how I yearn for this! How I moan and weep, even to the point of delirium, for I want my dearest children to gather around me and live with my very own will. While neither the Father nor the Holy Spirit experience suffering, but only the incarnate Word of God, the Father here speaks intermittently through His Son, the Word of the Father. The expression of the incarnate Word of God becoming delirious often recurs throughout Louisa's text. This Apulian expression conveys the overwhelming effects of Christ's divine love upon his human nature when confronting and overcoming the sins of mankind. It has been almost 6,000 years that my humanity, desiring that my children come back and live together with me, has offered up many sighs and shed many bitter tears. I desire to have my children around me. I want to make them holy and happy again. But I weep time and again as I call to them to return to me. Who would not be moved to compassion over my tears and love, which go so far as to stifle my breath, even to the point of choking me? Among sighs and agonies of love, I go about repeating, "My children, where are you? Why don't you return to your father? Why do you leave me? Why do you want to wander about poor and filled with so much misery? Your poor condition creates wounds in my heart. I am weary from waiting for you. And since you do not return to me, I come in search of you, for I can no longer contain the love that consumes me. I come bringing to you the great gift of my will and oh, I entreat you, I plead with you to have pity on my many tears and ardent sighs." God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit reveal, "I come to you not only as a father, but also as a teacher among his disciples. I desire that you listen to what I reveal, as I will be teaching you surprising things, lessons of heaven that will contain light that shall never be extinguished and a blazing love that shall endure forever. My lessons will give you a divine strength, heroic courage and a holiness that continuously increases. These lessons will light the way for your steps and guide you along the way to your heavenly homeland. I come as a king to live with his people, but not for the purpose of levying taxes and heaping burdens upon you, not at all. I come because I want your will, your misery, your weakness and all of your evils. My sovereignty consists precisely in this. I want everything that distresses you and causes you to be unhappy and restless, so that I may conceal it within my love and burn all of it away. As a beneficent, pacific and magnanimous king, I wish to exchange my will with yours and fill you with my most tender love, with my riches and happiness, with my peace and my purest joy. God the Son reveals. If you will give me your will, all will be done just as I have said. You will make me happy and you will also be happy. I long for nothing else than for my will to reign in you. Heaven and earth will be smiling at you. My heavenly mother will be a mother and a queen to you. She knows the great good that the kingdom of my will shall bring about in you. In order to satisfy my ardent sighs and put an end to my weeping, she will love you as her true children by traveling to people throughout the world to dispose and prepare them to receive the dominion of the kingdom of my will. She was the one who prepared mankind for me so that I could descend from heaven to earth. And now I am entrusting to her, to her maternal love, the task of disposing souls to receive such a great gift. So please listen closely to what I wish to tell you. I beg you, my children, to read very attentively these pages that I have set before you. If you will do this, you will acquire the desire to live in my will, and I will be standing right beside you when you read, touching your mind and your heart, so that you may understand what you read and truly desire the gift of my divine fiat.